Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. Long time no here, folks. I'm sitting at the moment outside a service station. It's around about 7 minutes past 10 on a Saturday evening. Oh, excuse me. And I'm trying to use Audio Boo again, or Audio Boom as it's now called. And I've been off it for a long time. So what has brought me back? Well, I use audio quite a lot. I use it in instant messenger applications such as WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. I drive a lot, and I find it easier just to record voice when I'm driving. I just press a mic button on my phone and say what I need to say and send it. And obviously it's unsafe to type while driving. And I also do that when I'm walking. It's just easier to record a little bit of voice and send that. And invariably, people respond with text, but I don't mind that. I can read the text, and but to actually type, it's a lot easier to record voice on instant messenger applications. And so, with that in mind, I was thinking about Audio Boom again, and I tried to play with the app a few times. The app has changed so much since I last used it. I've always had it installed on my device. I've never uninstalled it. I've always updated it when the updates came through from, in my case, Google Play. I'm an Android user. And never, like I said, I never uninstalled the app. And then I had a tweet from Paul Omani, Omani blog, recently. Just sort of reaching out, as a friends do, and suggesting that it would be nice if I recorded some audio again. Certainly from his personal point of view, and that got me thinking. And then today I sent a tweet out just saying that I was going for a bimble, and McCulkin Mac here on Audio Boo said that he'd never been on a bimble, and by that I took it to mean he didn't know what a bimble was. A lot of people don't. I say I'm going for a bimble, and people say, what's a bimble? Well, a bimble, the definition of a bimble, is to take a trip or journey at a leisurely pace. It usually refers to walking, but I suppose it could mean anything, really. You could go for a drive, have a drive, and just do it at a leisurely pace, and bimble about in your car, I suppose. But for me, I've always used the definition of bimble to mean that I'm just going for a walk, a leisurely walk, and that can be a 10-minute walk to the shops, or it can be a 500-mile walk across Spain, because all my walks are taken at a leisurely pace. So I thought I'd use Audio Boo to sort of explain that, really, use that as my way in, back into Audio Boom, booing again. That and, of course, Paul Omani. And I've just listened to a boo by Paul Omani, Lost on Bastille Day. And it's a poem that's been inspired by the recent troubles, obviously, on Bastille Day celebrations in France. And it's a very, very moving poem. I suggest you take a listen if you can. And it reminded me very much of an album, one of my favourite albums by Pink Floyd, called The Final Cut. This is Pink Floyd in Roger Waters' day, who I'm a big fan of. Roger Waters, great poet and lyricist. And that album is really all about the Thatcher era, and it was written in the Thatcher era, around the Argentinian time of the war, the Argentinian war, that we, you know, when we're fighting over Argentina. And there's certain lyrics in that that were brought to mind by Paul's poem, and it moved me. This whole notion of people blowing each other up and killing each other in these for ridiculous reasons, you know, it's always a ridiculous reason to go out and do this sort of thing, whether it's from ISIS or whether it's just some lone person, 18-year-old person shooting people willy-nilly, somebody driving a lorry into a tourist crowd, setting up a bomb. It's ridiculous. There's no real justification for it in any sense that I can see. And so, yes, I was a bit moved. And I'm always moved by Paul and Mac. They always move me. They're very good people, very good friend. I call them friends. Never met either of them. Never met either Paul or Mac. Would love to. Supposedly, I was supposed to have met Matt once, I think. But I'm sure we will do. I'll head up to Scotland and see Mac. And if I'm not sure, is Paul, are you living in Ireland now? Still back in Ireland? If so, I'll come across. I've not been to Ireland for many, many years. But hopefully I'm going to start listening to Audio Boo again. I do a lot of driving. I tend to listen to the radio, Radio 2 or Radio 4. But the app seems much better than it used to be, I must admit. So I'm going to try and use it and listen to people again and get involved a little bit. I do miss the Audio Boo community that I was part of. So if you're listening to this, please leave a comment to let me know you've heard my voice, if nothing else. If you don't want me to record audio again, just unfollow me. If you were interested in hearing me, I'll appreciate knowing. I don't like talking to empty air. But thanks. Anyway, thanks everybody, if you're listening. Thanks anybody that may take the time to comment. And thanks to Paul and Mac for, as always, inspiring me. Inspiring me in many different ways. Thanks, folks. I'll speak to you all soon.